Members of Congress intend to take a close look at a new Pentagon program. It will set up secret intelligence teams to work alongside U.S. military forces on counterterrorism missions in Iraq, Afghanistan, and other places. Pentagon officials say the new units, called Strategic Support Teams, were created to meet the demand for better battlefield intelligence following the September 11th attacks. The new effort will take the Pentagon further into intelligence activities that previously were the CIA's territory. NPR's Tom Chilton reports.
The U.S. military and the Central Intelligence Agency have engaged in clandestine operations before, of course, but secret missions have been especially important in the war on terrorism. President Bush outlined what was coming when he spoke to Congress just 9 days after the 9/11 attacks.
Americans should not expect one battle, but a lengthy campaign, unlike any other we have ever seen. It may include dramatic strikes visible on TV, and covert operations, secret even in success.
In a rare acknowledgement, then-CIA Director George Tenet revealed during the early stages of the war in Afghanistan that the first U.S. personnel to engage in wartime missions there were undercover CIA operatives working secretly with anti-Taliban forces. And when Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld ordered up Iraq war plans, he wanted a large role for special operations forces, the Army's top secret Delta Force, for example, and the Navy's Sea, Air, and Land Teams, or SEALs. Within the U.S. military, these units fall under what's called the Special Operations Command, or SOCOM. It's generally had a low profile, but since 9/11, the command's reputation has grown to the point that there's a video game called SOCOM featuring the Navy SEAL.
Remember to keep out of sight, keep a low profile, and remain silent if you do not want to be detected by the terrorists.
We can probably see the sentry guys from here if we use our binocs.
The new requirements of the war on terrorism, however, are now raising questions about how the responsibility for secret missions should be divided between the CIA and the U.S. military. Last summer, the 9/11 Commission recommended that authority for secret paramilitary operations be shifted from the CIA to the Defense Department. But that recommendation did not impress the then-acting director of Central Intelligence, John McLaughlin, testifying before a Senate committee last August.
To my personal view, I would not accept that recommendation for a couple of reasons. I think we have a perfect marriage now of CIA and military capabilities. CIA brings to the mix agility and speed. The military brings lethality. That was the combination that was so effective in Afghanistan.
Another question is who should take the responsibility for what's called human intelligence, information gathered from people as opposed to that picked up by satellites or electronic intercepts. Again, this has traditionally been a CIA responsibility, but Pentagon leaders say the U.S. military should also have a larger role here. A new Pentagon proposal for reshaping intelligence operations within the military includes the concept of, quote, fighting for intelligence, unquote. The Defense Intelligence Agency, or DIA, is setting up 10-member strategic support teams consisting of linguists, trained interrogators, and specialists in recruiting sources, or spies, just as the CIA does. The new program is a response to a request by Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. Pentagon spokesman Larry DeRita says the idea is to have these teams available to military commanders who need what they offer.
We've got a range of human intelligence capabilities, but what we're trying to do is make it a capability that can be more rapidly deployed and more attached to ongoing military operations.
One senior defense official with direct knowledge of the new intelligence program says similar teams have already gone out with U.S. forces in three countries, Iraq, Afghanistan, and Bosnia. The official, who asked not to be identified, says the idea is to give special operators more intelligence expertise. The special ops guys are not known for being subtle, this official says. Their approach is to kick down every door until they find the guy they're looking for. But with an intelligence team guiding the way, the official says, they can go straight to wherever the guy is hiding. These intelligence-gathering missions would be clandestine, but they would not necessarily be covert, which by definition means an operation the U.S. government does not acknowledge. Under U.S. law, a covert action must be approved and ordered by the president, and Congress must be notified of it. Former CIA Director James Woolsey says the U.S. military should stay out of that business.
There's nothing that I know of in Constitution or law that would prevent the U.S. military from conducting military operations to obtain intelligence. What would, I think, be new would be if they would deny that after it happened. That's what makes it covert under the statute, and that's what I think ought to be the province of the CIA.
Intelligence and defense officials alike acknowledge that if the CIA and the U.S. military are both going to be involved in recruiting spies, their operations will need to be carefully coordinated. When intelligence can only be gathered in the context of a combat operation, the U.S. military teams would seem to have an advantage. But James Woolsey warns that intelligence is often needed most in places where the U.S. military may not be welcome, or where it may not want its presence to be revealed.
I don't think you want the U.S. military, with its marvelous reputation for integrity and honesty, in the business of essentially lying about operations that they have conducted in the past. For better or for worse, the CIA is charged under our system with maintaining the covert nature of paramilitary action.
Michael Vickers of the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments, and himself a former CIA operative, says the U.S. military may have more firepower, but the Central Intelligence Agency can often move more quickly.
The agency has this global posture around the world, and they have a global logistics network in a lot of countries that the military doesn't. And so with the cooperation of the government, they can bring things in and keep them hidden and then deploy them. It's not something the military couldn't do, but it typically isn't deployed like that all around the world. And so you're adding another complicating variable. Who's my contact? How do I get this stuff in? How do I position the thing? And the agency is just very good at that.
That point is not disputed by defense officials associated with the military's new human intelligence gathering program. With the demands of the war on terrorism, one official says, there's room for both of us doing this, the CIA as well as the DIA. Members of Congress were somewhat surprised by the report of the new intelligence teams. Defense officials insist they have the legal authority to establish the new teams, even if they haven't exercised the authority before. After being briefed yesterday by Pentagon officials, the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, Republican John Warner of Virginia, said he considered the new intelligence programs vital to the national security interest, though he said he expected the full committee would want a briefing of its own. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.